And then we say this is the best siblings ever. Or we could just say, not even welcome to the best siblings ever. We'll just say, this is the best siblings ever. I'm Heather, you're Charlie. And then we just go into it. I mean, we can just go into it.
Got it. Shit, I can do that. Hey, welcome to best siblings ever. I'm Heather, this is Charlie. That's what you told me to say.
I didn't say you say that. I just said we say that. Which... Do you want me to leave?
So we said we're going to talk Friends.
Oh my gosh. Today. Adam, did you watch?
I watched the last half. I've not watched the first half.
Why would you do that?
And dang, man.
I was busy and was able to catch the last half with Casey, and I was going to go back and watch the first half. I had zero time.
Which is completely okay, Adam. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that she's chastising you.
No, it's okay. But yeah. I saw the second half. It was real good.
Well, I'm the worst and Adam's the best, so I don't know.
I was hoping to talk about something else before we talked about the Friends.
Oh, let's talk about it.
Yes. Something happened very recently. Yeah, okay. Today, actually.
Teaser. We're going to talk about Friends, the Friends reunion in just a little bit. But first, we got Charlie stories.
Yes. Yeah, but it's an extra story.
Ooh, love stories.
Yesterday, Joey wants to go to the park after school. Mm-hmm. And so he goes to the park and he comes back earlier than usual. And he's like, hey, look what I found. And it's a $10 bill.
Huh. Holy shit.
I mean, I don't believe you that you found it. I mean, there's some other way you got it.
But, yeah, it wasn't just under a rock somewhere.
And I'm sure it'll come out eventually. Mm-hmm. But you know, I guess until then, enjoy, I guess.
Yeah.
You know? And so we figured out where it came from today. No. And I think it's hilarious because it's kind of some hood shit, but it's like some stuff that I had to get hood on. Like I didn't want to. And I was like, why are you making me do this? You
know? Oh shit. Okay. What is it? What is it?
So Joey gets home from school today and I'm like, I had, made some pizza, just like around in the late afternoon. I had the day off.
Like a frozen Kelly pizza? Oh, okay.
Like a frozen pizza. And I was like, hey, buddy, you know, if you're hungry, you know, just a slice of pizza, you know, whatever. And he's got this look on his face. Like, he's just like, his mind is elsewhere.
Okay.
And I'm like,
he's not fully there with you.
Yeah, I was like, what's going on? And he's like, nothing. All of a sudden, the doorbell rings.
Oh, shit.
And he goes, Jesus. And he like storms towards the door. Opens the door, and it's a bunch of, like, kids his age.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, okay. I'm like, and, you know, I don't know how these kids, the dynamic anymore. Like, sometimes them just talking shit to each other is like them
they're being best friends saying
hi to each other.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's up, you fucking asshole, you know?
They're like three.
Yeah. Like, I've seen it, you know? Yeah. Like this bitch right here. And so, you know, I didn't think anything of it for the first few seconds. Mm-hmm. But then I just kept hearing like a few people just kind of squawking at my son. And I was like, okay, so this isn't like friendly, I don't think. Mm-hmm. So I peek my head in and then everybody looks at me and they're like, sir.
Like, come here.
Yeah, like I need to give you this info.
Oh, no.
So Joey did bad stuff. Doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, he wanted me to tell you. He didn't want the whole story.
Aww.
Out there. Like, he's like bashful. Mm-hmm. You know. But it turns out a $10 bill went missing.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And also a wallet went missing.
Oh, ooh. Joseph.
Right. And so these kids were very adamant. You know. I brought Joey in. I was like, I'll take care of it. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to him, you know, like, what is going on? Why'd you do that? Blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter his motivation. Doesn't matter whatever, you mm-hmm. know. He just,
you are going to tell me later, right?
These are the facts, you know. And so these kids, they just keep like fucking hood shit. Like, I'm talking to you. I know you're fucking in there, you know. And I'm like, man.
No.
They're going to make me. Like, they're going to make me, like, bow up on these kids.
Yeah, like, you know? These are like, little kids, but...
And so...
Don't fuck with me.
Right, and so I open the door, and they look at me, and I'm like, okay, so what exactly is the situation?
Mm-hmm.
And so they tell me the situation. And the situation is that it's just money.
Mm-hmm.
That's the deal. You know, it's not like I'm going to, you know, whatever, you know, like, you wronged me or whatever. It's just over some fucking money.
Right, yeah.
You know? And so they told me the amount of money, and I was like, so... what we're talking about here is a wallet and set amount of money. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah. I was like, cool. Give me 2 seconds. But at the same time, when I was getting the info, there was this little kid. I want to say he's like six. Mm-hmm. Most gangster ass motherfucker I've seen in a while.
Really?
Yeah. This dude, whenever I opened like my door, like the wooden door, uh-huh. he opened the screen door at the same time. Uh-uh. And then he put his foot like on the inside of the door. Uh-uh. and I was like, hey, bud, you know, do you mind? Like, cause the cat and the dog are like right there at the door. And I was like, right. I was like, do you mind? And I kept trying to push the door. And this kid was like, he was moving with me, but his foot wasn't getting away from that door. And I was like, are you about to, what are you kids saying to me right now?
Yeah. Like, what are you saying? Cause I have a retort.
I promise. I need to know right now. Straight up, I do this, you get everything back, we're done here, right? And they look at me and they're like, yeah, cool, give me a few minutes, I'll get it taken care of.
Right.
And so I go back in and I was like, what the fuck, why are you getting me hooked up in this shit? like why? This is some stupid, petty bullshit.
That means you live in the hood.
Well, no, it's just some hood shit got brought to me.
Okay.
You know, that's it's not anything.
Okay.
You know, it's just... How dare you? I can tell everybody where you live. Aww. Yeah.
They already know.
Where?
Oh, like the exact address?
Well, no.
Oh, I'm like with the roommates.
You know, sorry, but I was just telling the story because it was funny.
Yes.
But I don't want everybody thinking I'm living in the hood.
No.
It's really not the hood. It's very suburban as shit.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, but the overall joke is not that
it
I live in the hood.
It was a joke.
The overall joke is that some hood shit came to me.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to offend. It was a joke.
And so I went to the bank. The ATM was closed. So I went to Walgreens, got some cash back on a box of Altoids, and I was talking to the cashier, and I was like, "Can you do me a favor and bust that up into like a 10 of 5 and 5 ones?"
Yeah.
And then so she does, and so I give the kids, I give the whole 20 to the kids, and I go, "Hey,
this is me.
This is us saying we're sorry. This is our apology.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and let old girl whose wallet that is know that."
Oh, you know, okay.
Like just we're done here. Like, mm-hmm. whatever other stories are coming out of this,
mm-hmm.
we're done. And I'll tell you straight up, yeah, it was some money. I paid it back and gave the thing back. So if you got any other words to say about my son on this issue, we are done here.
Yeah.
You know?
No, and
I gave you a little cherry on top just to let you know that I'm serious.
Exactly.
You know, and that's some hood shit right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just taking care of it. Not being like, it's the principle of the thing. It's the blah, 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 blah. No, I don't want this fucking little guy with this fucking foot on my door every fucking 5 minutes.
Oh my God, a fucking 6-year-old.
Yeah, just coming up thinking he can just do that shit. You know, it's like, no, leave me the fuck alone. Like, I don't want that.
Well, I have kind of a semi-story before we talk about the Friends reunion as well. So one of the roommates wasn't feeling well. Yeah. So I got to step in as a stand-in, and I went to our other brother's, my other brother's, your brother's son's, like, not graduation, but the ceremony thing where they get the certificates and all that,
yes.
The awards and stuff. We went to that, and he was obviously the tallest one in the grade, but for sure in his class.
Mm-hmm.
And everything was just so funny. I hadn't been to one of those since I was Adam. And so, I mean, yeah. It's because I was the youngest. I've not had kids, so I haven't, you know, gone to any of those.
Yeah.
And so I went, and it was like 4 classes. That was it. And then we got to go out there and see him. But just some of the kids were so funny, like stepping up and just like smiling so big, and then they step back and they like just go back to like their normal face. Yeah. It's so funny, like they know all they were doing was like getting their picture taken right at that moment,
and they were proud
and they were right. It was
but at the same time, they got a posture, you know, because they're on their friends or whatever. It's like, whatever.
Yeah.
Stupid little thing.
And apparently, there's this little girl that he likes, and apparently she likes him because, like, even the dad of the girl, like, knows Robert and...
It's funny.
And his ex and all that. And so it's, like, it was just really funny.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's just a different experience for me because, like I said, I've not done any of that in a long time.
Yeah.
you know, and I was receiving the whatever, the reading award and all the, and the AV honor roll and all
it's
that.
It's a trip, isn't it? Be on the other side of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, aw.
Done it several times. Several times.
So fun.
Just watching my kids. Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just pointing at yourself. Hey, hey. Over here. Yeah. Over here. Look at me.
And, you know, of course, I was the obnoxious, like, person. And I was just like,
back at you.
You know yeah. how I am, Charlie. Adam yeah. and Charlie know exactly how I am.
They're like, will you shut up? You're like, oh, I got you on camera.
I got you on camera. You on candy camera now.
Hold on, I got a cough.
Oh, Lord. Coming back to the coughing show.
Little taste of what I got. Keep going to you. That's fine. Whoa. Okay. So you want to talk Friends?
Yes.
You want to talk Friends? Cool. So did you do the HBO Max free trial thing, or did you,
what happened? No, the boyfriend has HBO Max, so okay. I went and I watched it there, and loved. Joey, chunky as fuck. Chunky monkey.
Yeah.
There was a scene I saw later on where somebody took away the laugh track, or whatever, not the laugh track, but the laughing from the part where he asked if they stay in touch. And Chandler says, I don't get any calls, or I don't get any texts, or whatever he says. Yeah. And they took the laughing out. And it was like, isn't this like the saddest moment? And I was like, oh. Like, if you see everybody's facial expressions, it is a little sad.
It's so about Matthew Perry?
Yeah, about Matthew Perry, like, saying that there were no, that he doesn't get any calls or texts or whatever from anybody.
Aw.
Yeah.
It's a dead joke.
It was.
Man.
But it was funny, though.
Because everybody was like, aw.
Yeah, like, I don't think they do.
You had problems, right?
Yeah.
No, but I thought the whole thing, was just basic bitch catnip.
Yes.
Every second of it. You're just like, oh my God. And then there's Chandler. And then there's Joey.
I think the fashion show thing was a little extra. Like, they could have had other people do the fashion show or just not do it at all. I was like, what do these people have anything to do with Friends? You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. they're just trying to get on TV, yeah. I guess.
Well, I mean, you got to fill an hour, you know?
Yeah.
And then, I mean, they weren't really giving you much. I mean, they were just giving you the Friends shtick.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, that's all I wanted.
Oh, yeah. And the audience just died every single time.
I loved the game, the fun game aspect. The fun game. Love a fun game.
I thought it was good,
too. I was answering the questions, too. Of course I was.
I wasn't that interactive with it. I guess I was just more watching it like man, like... Like they're delivering on everything that everybody probably wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Just talking memories and everybody in the same room. And there was some talk about a relationship that really went down behind the scenes between Ross and Rachel.
Right.
Or David and Nicole.
What?
David Schwimmer. Nicole. Jennifer. Nicole.
I don't even. What were you thinking?
I'm thinking Nicole Aniston. If there's any male listeners, you probably know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about.
I don't know who Nicole Aniston is, but I'm sure it's a porn star.
I'm sure you're going to Google it sometime later.
It's a porn actress of some sort.
But yes, David and Jennifer.
David and Nicole. Stupid. Okay, so David and Jennifer. Yes, they did. They had like a little flirtation ship.
Right. Now, I bet the basic bitches went through the roof. Oh my God. No wonder I could feel it. I could feel it in the show whenever they were dating.
No. I wouldn't go that far, but I was definitely like, oh, that's cute.
And like just doing the high spots, you know, the pivot.
Yeah,
David Beckham just talking about how much he loved the pivot episode.
Right. Oh my gosh. And then did you see I saw something online that said that some people were upset that like the twins weren't on there and that like Brad Pitt wasn't on there and all that, like people who had been on the show, like
right.
they weren't on there. And I was like, fuck the Sprouse twins. I don't want them on that shit. Ew.
Damn it. Sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Went down the wrong pipe. I'm still vaping. I haven't.
I hate haven't that smoked feeling.
Yet. So
good.
On the 9th, it'll be 6 months.
What?
Since I laid down the sword, so to speak. No, I was surprised they even brought up Brad Pitt.
Yes.
Like, I was wondering if they were even going to do that.
Yeah, because somebody said Pitt. I think David Schwimmer said Pitt, and then Jennifer Aniston was all like, yeah, Brad. Like, she said his real name. I was like, ooh.
It's so funny. It's juicy.
Ooh, she said Brad.
No, I think she said Pitt.
Oh, she said Pitt? I think somebody else said Brad?
She said Pitt. Like, it's just very on a professional level at this point.
Oh.
You know? But you know they went through some real shit. You know they had those moments in the bed. Oh, my God.
Of course they had real shit. Where they were just like,
you look at me in my eyes. You let me know that you love me.
Oh, my God.
You know, I guarantee you that shit was going down.
Does that happen in a marriage?
No, I mean, it happened in the dating phase and all that shit.
Oh, that part. Yes.
You know, like, all and those moments. They're there.
They are. Everyone goes through them.
You know? It's like that Olivia Rodriguez song, that Deja Vu. I bet Jennifer Aniston loves that fucking song.
That's funny. Oh my gosh! Speaking of that song, that part, the like a damn sociopath or whatever, that part gets in my head all the time, and I'm always like just saying that part.
Oh, from like the TikTok videos?
I guess so, because that's the only part that really plays on those TikTok videos, I guess. But okay. Like that part will get in my head and I'll just be like, just that part. I don't know anything else of the song. That's all funny. I know. Yeah. Everybody's like, I know every word.
No, I mean, we're just talking about the Friends reunion, you know? It's like TikTok. It's like basic bitch shit.
It is basic bitch shit. Okay, so what do you think about, oh my gosh, Gunther. I was like, what was his fucking name? Like, what do you, like, why was he not there? What do you think of his current look? He's obviously not blonde. I'm assuming he's bald because he wore a cap. Did you think anything of it? Did you pay any attention to his little interview?
No, I think maybe he looked a little sickly, to be honest.
Yeah.
And, you know, in this time of the pandemic, I mean, if there is some kind of condition that he has,
yeah, like, why would he want to travel? He didn't want to travel,
I mean, but he wants to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Which showed strength, you know, if he is sick, and I have no clue if this guy is sickly or not.
We're starting a whole fucking
life. Where did this come from?
Yeah, I have no idea, by the way. You know, but maybe he just doesn't want to travel during the pandemic. He wants to make sure the shit's done.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just his opinion. And I guarantee you he wasn't getting paid near as much as Courtney Cox and fucking David Schwimmer was.
No.
They're like, yeah, we'll pay you this much. Knowing that they're getting paid like, how much you think each person got paid?
I couldn't even imagine.
Just shot in the dark.
How long was the special? An hour and a half?
Hour 40, yeah.
20? 20,000? I think.
What do you think, Adam? What would you say each person got paid? If we're just spitballing, having a good time talking.
It's HBO?
Yeah.
I think probably more along the lines of like half a mil.
For just one appearance.
Yeah, because it's a lot of people that were interested in it, so it's going to sell subscriptions and stuff.
Yeah,
I could see that.
I could see $3 million getting pumped into that just for the main cast.
Because I could think that whole thing might have a $5 to $6 million budget.
And I'm sure they're Hulk Hogan in the fuck out of it. Like there's like back end stuff. Like
oh yeah,
fucking surely. Pettiness. Like how much is he getting paid?
I'm sure they all got the same amount because they came together to do it before.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they're getting paid the same.
When was the last time they got together?
I think after season like 2 or 3.
Okay.
When they realized, oh shit, like we're all like it's really famous. We're all like main characters in this show. Why aren't we all getting paid the same?
Sounds like they got about $2.5 million each.
Yeah.
Damn. You look it up?
Yeah.
For just the one appearance?
Yep, for that thing.
God damn, that's fucking money in the bank.
Oh my gosh.
Piece of shit show.
I know. And I was like, of all the people to host this fucking show.
The special was so James Corden-ish.
Yes. Yes.
Did y'all watch the Will Smith, the Fresh Prince reunion?
I did not.
I did, yes.
Way, way better. Like, you could tell they genuinely liked each other and wanted to talk, and most of the show was them talking about stuff on the show, as opposed to this one felt like stupid little video clips or, like, segments.
Wasn't that funny? And they're like, yeah, it was funny.
And it was more of an interview style than it was, like, a conversation.
It was James Corden.
James Corden is not Barbara Walters at all.
Right.
He does not ask those questions. Making a late-night special and then, little bitty snippets of them talking. It's like, no, I want to hear them talk for the whole.
Yeah.
Well, like, I remember that question about, like, what did you not like about the show? That chick from the audience asked that shit straight up.
Oh, my gosh. And it was a monkey.
And then even James Corden was like, hey, back off. Like, in so many words, he, like, made a joke about it.
As if that wasn't a pre-selected and, like.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's, yeah. Meh. Not my cup of tea as far as presentations go. Saying,
fuck James Corden.
As far as, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, like that's Adam's Doug Benson. I actively
dislike that man.
Oh, that's Adam's Doug Benson.
Yeah.
That's Adam's Angelina Jolie.
But yes, overall, I probably wouldn't watch it again. But would you watch it again just to get that reunion feel?
No, I just want to watch Friends, like the actual show. Okay. I'd rather just watch that than the reunion, because like Courtney Cox made a good point in the sense that they're not going to come back and do another reunion show in what, you know, 5-10 years. Like, they're done. They're not doing any more. So like, this is all we're getting. So if I did want to go back, I could, but I'd rather just go back and watch the, you know, season one, episode one.
Yeah.
And start it all up again.
I hear that.
It was just like much simpler times, it feels like. I don't know.
Yeah.
There was no like internet. There were barely cell phones. Like, remember the episode where somebody lost their cell phone and it was like a whole fucking thing? Like, that wouldn't be an episode nowadays. Like, that's not anything.
Yeah, you just go get another cell phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't know. I just feel like it was just simpler. I wish I had grown up in my 20s or whatever then. That would have been fun.
Formidable.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, but you'd be like, what? Like,
but it's fake as fuck because nobody could afford that fucking apartment and live in New York and do all that shit and have like the lives that they lived. There's no way.
But isn't it fun to watch?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. So it was fine. It was serviceable. I probably wouldn't watch it again. But it did pique my interest for Friends again.
Okay.
You know, and I loved the international feel that it gave. Like, I mean, it does. It touches people everywhere.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, like, from
India all the way to freaking Antarctica. Like, everybody's seen Friends.
Yeah.
Like, and imagine just being that famous.
Right.
You know, that's like Michael Jackson, Eddie Murphy type famous.
That's
you know, like,
true,
like, yeah. Like, you walk down the street, there's no denying everybody knows who the fuck you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, there's no, like, was that Jennifer Aniston? And they're like, no, that was Nicole Aniston.
Nicole Aniston. And they're like,
yeah, that's right.
Nicole Aniston look like Jennifer Aniston by any chance?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Okay.
It's just happenstance.
Okay.
But I'm sure she capitalized on that.
Oh, you know? Surely.
Anyways.
I wonder if she got the haircut.
I don't know. Look her up. Look her up and then hit us up at Blingsever on Instagram. BLINGSEVER.
I'm going to look her up right now.
Facebook at Goin' Ham Sandwich. No G at the end of Goin', but there is a D in sandwich. Yeah. But yeah, so we'll play a fun game.
I do want to play a fun game.
This is going to be kind of a quicker fun game, but we came up with this fun game on my last cycle, which was during the Skype calls. Where we do like an alphabet thing.
I knew she was a porn star.
And what a fine porn star she is.
She is beautiful, though.
Yeah, what's his name? Russ Martin used to always name drop her.
Oh, like in his shows. Okay.
He just loved that chick.
Okay, so back to fun game.
We played this once before. It was on the Skype call. And it's basically us going in alphabetical order. We just kind of go back and forth on the alphabet. And we start with A and we go all the way to Z. But it's just kind of a zigzag of words. So yes. And they go in each order.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a picture of the alphabet.
I wrote it motherfucking down.
Look at you, girl. Okay, cool. So, because I remember last time on the Skype call, there was an obvious, like, ABCDEFG. there was an obvious, like, I'm waiting for this person to figure out what the next letter is.
ABCDEFG.
Yeah. And so I was preparing. So let me pull mine up.
Oh,
right quick.
Okay. So just to recap from last time, though, our
You want to re-say the
paragraph?
Last one?
Yeah. Whatever that is always be careful. Always be careful, dog. Every Friday gets hairy in July. Kansas llamas makes noise on purpose. Quit resting Sigourney. Turntables until vinyl was Zizol. right? Zizol?
Zizol Youngin.
Youngin, and then Zap. Zap. That's where our Zap came in.
Yes, if you're a fan of Zap. We got plenty of Zap for you.
Oh, we got plenty of Zap.
So you ready to kick this thing out? It's just super short.
Are we doing A? Am I doing A or are you doing A?
Which one would you like to do?
I think you did A last time, so I should do A this time.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
So I'm going to start with Alabaster.
Baseballs.
Come.
Directly.
Wait, hold up. How are we spelling that?
With an E.
Directly.
Your turn.
Oh, my turn. Ethernet. I don't know.
Fringe.
Hold on. Alabaster baseballs come directly. Ethernet, fringe. Gangbusters, exclamation mark.
How?
I.
Just.
No.
Little.
Minions.
God. Nowhere.
On.
Purpose.
Period. questioning.
Resourceful.
Students.
Together.
Until.
Very.
Wealthy.
Zizol. Say youngin.
See if I can come up with another one instead of youngin. Hold on. Yankee.
Zap!
All right, Charlie, read it off.
All right, this entry reads, Alabaster baseballs come directly, Ethernet fringe gangbusters. How? I just know little minions nowhere on purpose. Questioning? Resourceful? Students together until very wealthy eyes all year. Zap!
It's good.
It's good. It's another masterpiece.
It is another masterpiece.
That's our art right there.
I love it.
We created that.
It's beautiful. I love it so much.
And then we'll go back in 10 years from now. We'll read this. Be like, what the fuck were we
thinking? Yeah, what were we thinking? Yeah. What were we on? What was happening?
What was happening?
Oh my gosh, I love it.
So who wants to play Round Mushmore?
I do.
Fantastic. Best siblings ever. We do Round Mushmore every single week. If you're a listener, you know this. If not, hang out with us. You're about to find out. We whittle 12 down to 4 this week. It's kind of funny because we were doing some pre-production before we started.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently there's a typo here. But Heather went a certain way, and we're going to explain it right now. So Heather had the idea. Let's do 2,000 music videos. Well, you know, Mount Rushmore for 2,000 music videos. But whenever she texted us the proposal, it read year 2,000 music videos. And so I was diligent and I looked up all the year 2,000 mm-hmm. music videos. And all my 6 are from the year 2000. And I was the first to submit my Mount Rushmore. We do that every single week.
Yes. And you'll see that on our Instagram
at right.
Blings Ever.
And so then Heather texted back with her 6. But it was glaringly obvious that her 6 were not all from the year 2000. And we were like...
So but nobody wanted to text that in the text thing to let me know so I could fix it before the show or anything.
Oh, you're blaming us now.
No, I'm not blaming y'all. I'm just saying that could have been done.
That is an option that could have happened. But yeah.
I will say I didn't see it till this afternoon when I was
working on it. Oh, Adam. That's okay, Adam.
Charlie.
Adam can do no wrong. Adam's busy. Adam has like a lot of busy things he does. Right. So he's got excuses.
And so if you were just salivating... For a year 2000 music videos.
Then we're very much sorry.
More. We're so sorry. We're just going to modify this to the decade 2000 music videos. Or did we decide the other way?
No, we're going decade. The year.
Oh. We're going the year. So we're going to omit the ones that you were not 2000. Because she got a couple of them that were on the dot, like 2000.
Yeah, we're going to do 2000s music videos. I only had 2. That were on the dot. So I'll submit my 2,
right.
And then we'll go into Charlie's. So we're not including the ones that are not
On the Instagram post, are you going to edit those out? Are you going to cross those out? Are you going to show
them? No. They're on the Instagram. In fact, that would be incentive. If you want to know what my other ones were, go to our Instagram and check out the post.
So on Heather's list, Adam, everything but
the second pop. One and the second to last one.
Yeah. Okay. That one.
Yep. Perfect.
Correct. Okay. So we only have, eight?
Eight.
We only have eight to choose from. We have four slots to fill. So we're going to take a little trip down memory lane with the year 2000.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you my two and then you'll tell yours.
Fine.
Okay. My two are Aaliyah, Rock the Boat, and NSYNC, Pop.
Great entries. Late NSYNC.
Yes.
Which was some of your favorite NSYNC.
I do enjoy the later NSYNC.
Later NSYNC. Yeah. They were trying to branch out, you know? Mm-hmm. They're still handcuffed by this pop. Like, damn, all this money.
Yeah.
You know, but they want to be artists, too. You know, but they kept getting paid.
Like, Celebrity was a really good album.
A good record. And it was them saying, we don't want to be this boy band.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, sorry, brah, you're this boy band.
Until you fucking die.
Yeah, like what are we even talking about? Like, what do you want to do? Like,
it's not Lance Bass. It's like, Lance Bass from NSYNC.
Like, why did you make an album about not wanting to make that fucking album?
Yeah.
You know? It seems counterproductive.
Yeah.
If you ask me. Anyways, so my six are Foo Fighters, Learn to Fly, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Other Side, Destiny's Child, Say My Name, Eminem with The Real Slim Shady, Jay-Z's Big Pimpin', and Aaliyah again for Try Again. Aaliyah's running this list.
I mean, I can tell you right now we can get rid of Rock the Boat because Try Again is way better.
Yeah, been a long time. Since I left you. With a dope beat to step two.
So we can get rid of that one?
Yes.
Yes. But NSYNC was big in the 2000s. You want them to have a spot?
I want them to stay, yeah. Okay. They need to stay. That's my only entry at this point, And it was a damn good music video.
It was. It was wacky.
I remember loving it so much. Just loving it.
Right. Especially because you're a tearing up my heart kind of girl, too.
I am.
So you're very much like tank tops and shadows and whatnot. And then to see the same band just being all crazy.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God.
So cute.
This is such a departure.
It's gonna be me. That one was a cool video, too. But that, I don't think that was 2000.
No, that was the one before Celebrity.
Yeah, that was like 99 or 98.
Anyways.
So, Pop staying on the list.
Yes.
Foo Fighters.
Learn to Fly. We're talking about the music videos.
Yes.
And that one is the one where they're on the airplane and they're playing the different characters and Tenacious D is there.
Yes.
Remember that video?
Yes, it was a good one.
Great record. Great video. But the song I never thought fit the video. Like it was a placeholder song just to make a funny video with.
Right, yeah.
But the video it holds up so well. Like it just showed everybody's personality. Like Dave Grohl is just a silly dude, mm-hmm. You know. And that really comes through. And so yeah, year 2000, Foo Fighters.
All right.
Chili Peppers, Other Side. Another, but this one is a little bit more moody. If you go back and listen to this song on the music video,
mm-hmm.
like they're playing, they're on power lines, and those are the strings of their guitar, and they're like, ding, 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 ding.
I don't think I've seen that one.
It's pretty crazy. Like,
ooh, okay.
If you go back and watch that, Destiny's Child, Say My Name. I think we should just carve this motherfucker.
I love Say My Name,
and that has the four members.
Yes.
You know, and they were all there.
But that was early Destiny's Children.
But whenever they premiered the video, she was already gone. And so they had to explain that there's four in this one, but now we're three.
But we're cheap and we don't want to make a whole new video.
Right.
So it's just you're going to see a fourth person, but you won't see her anymore. She's gone now.
And the video is already done. And it's already fucking badass.
Yeah.
So you want to carve it?
I do kind of want to carve it. Yeah.
Let's do it. After that is Eminem with The Real Slim Shady, My Bum Is On Your Lips.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's a really good one.
I love that video. It's got everything. It's got the room full of Slim Shady. It's got the factory.
Yes.
It's got Kathy Griffin. It's got him spitting on onion rings.
Him doing circles in the parking lot.
Parking lot screaming, I don't give a fuck. Put the windows down and the system up. Great video. I remember they did the making.
Yes, on VH1, right?
No, it was MTV.
Oh, it was MTV.
Yeah, for some reason that was still cool back in the day. Nowadays that's old man shit.
It is.
How would you like to know how the video was made? And they're like, fuck you nowadays.
Oh my God, I love that. I love it.
Yeah.
But it's such a millennial thing. It's not a Gen Z-er or a boomer thing.
Yeah, I don't care where the stuff I love comes from.
You know what's funny is I never liked pop-up videos. Did you ever like pop-up videos? Well,
I'm all about fun facts.
I love fun facts, but I'm like usually wanting to watch the video. And so I'm like I can't pay
attention. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I can't pay attention to both. So like that kind of got irritating because I was like, I want to know the fun facts, but I also want to be entertained by this video.
Well, do you remember, sorry, it's total tangent, but do you remember when we had the satellite TV first?
Yes.
A little bit. When we got a magazine that was like also a channel guide, mm-hmm. but it was just for Dish Network.
Yes.
Like a Dish Network magazine. But the way they did their channel guide was each day they had like, this is what's new. You know, like in case you missed it, you know, type of stuff.
Yes.
Little highlight articles next to the channel guide.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was for this VH1 show. It's called, like, Morning Brew or whatever. And it was basically just music videos. But it also, like, the entire time during the video play and all that, you had, like, the weather would come up. They tell you what the traffic was looking like and, like, in your area. And I was like, that's pretty fucking it. But, it, like, we're talking about the Jewel. Who is he?
Yeah. You sound like Pearl Jam. You sound like Pearl Jam.
I do. Yeah. I can't get where Jewel's at.
Yeah, like you sound like Pearl Jam trying to do Jewel.
But I just love the way she holds that note.
Yeah.
Like you're just like, God damn, that's fucking beautiful.
It's so good.
One
of those music video morning things is how I found out about Adele. Adele.
Adele?
Yeah.
You heard the new Adele?
I heard about Adele. Adele. From that one. It's the Chasing Pavements song. If you ever heard of it, yeah.
What year was that?
I have no idea. Mm. Adam can probably find out real quick if he's, you know, not working. Adele, Chasing Pavements. He's like, I'm on it. I'll let you know in just a second.
Is that what you love, Adam?
I love Adam.
2008.
Man, yeah. So I guess I heard about Adele. What was my first Adele song? It was 21. I guess it was the first single off of 21, whatever the fuck that was.
Rolling in the Deep?
Could be. What was the first single on Adele's 21?
I'm pulling it up.
She had several.
If you know the answer, scream it at us right now.
We won't know that you're doing it.
But we love it. We love the interaction. All right, so we've talked about Eminem, right?
Yes.
So Jay-Z. While he's working up that, so working on that, we'll talk about Jay-Z, Big Pimpin'.
Yes, Chicka Man. Pimp C and B-U-N-B. That's UGK, baby.
Yeah, I love it.
Track list.
Yeah.
Rolling in the Deep, Rumor Has It, Turning Tables, Don't You Remember, Set Fire to the Rain, He Won't Go, Take It All, I'll Be Waiting, One and Only, Love Song, and Someone Like You. Do any of those?
Rolling in the Deep is the one, but then love the Never Mind, I Will Find.
I like Rumor Has It. Oh my gosh, Adele's gonna sue us so hard.
I sound like her, I swear to God.
We both do.
We both sound just like her.
All right, Big Pimpin'. So, and then Aaliyah, Try Again.
We already sang our praises for Try Again.
We did.
Jay-Z, Big Pimpin' got the greatest beat of all time as far as a party song in my opinion.
Oh, for real.
That down, 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 da, 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 down, down. Oh my God, it's just. You could be anywhere. You could be on a boat. You could be on a beach. Like, you could be in a hotel room. You could be anywhere.
But you can't be in a bad mood when you're listening to that. You can't.
Well, I mean, it'll break you if you're bad
mood. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's like you can't be upset when there's a cupcake in your hand. You know,
I mean, once you hear that, it's Southern Rap Impresario. You're like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Houston, Texas up in this bitch.
Love it.
So I would take Big Pimpin' over Real Slim Shady. What do you think? Or do you want to put both in there?
I like both. I'd like to keep both. In fact, I'd like to talk about Foo Fighters and Red Hot Chili Peppers because those two I'm not 100% on because I don't know those two.
Right. So let's get rid of them then.
Okay, cool. So now we have...
to get rid of one.
NSYNC, Destiny's Child, Eminem, Jay-Z, and Aaliyah. That's what we have.
Which Destiny's Child is already in the Mount Rushmore.
That's true. So really we have Pop, Real Slim Shady, Big Pimpin', and Try Again.
So, what's it going to be?
What's it going to be?
I already showed my loyalty to Big Pimpin'.
Okay, so you're saying that you... So, basically, you're saying your Mount Rushmore is Pop, Big Pimpin', and Try Again with Destiny's Child?
Yeah.
Okay, I like Pop. That's a good one. We can keep that. I'd rather do Big Pimpin' and Slim Shady and get rid of Try Again.
Wow.
We're talking music videos here.
Well, I mean, have you seen the Try Again music video?
It is a good one.
But with the mirrors and shit?
I like Try Again, but you want to keep Big Pimpin'. I want to keep Slim Shady.
Sounds like Pop's in for both of y'all.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you, Adam.
Always here to help.
So to break up that awkward space. Let's see. Man, so you're really repping for Eminem. You really want Little
Yeah, Zinfe. That's a good-ass music video. I love that music video.
Well, if we're talking music videos, I mean, there's a lot of ass in the Big Pimpin' video, but you can get a lot of ass anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get rid of Big Pimpin', and we'll do Slim Shady and Try Again.
Yay!
My list is just Big Pimpin' 4 times. I'm just
joking. It should be like a big panoramic shot of like Jay-Z pouring champagne, and then like there's a girl, another girl, and then the two members of UGK, and that's the Mount Rushmore. Just the Big Pimpin' video.
It's stupid.
So, as it stands, June 3rd, 2021... the Mount Rushmore for year 2000 music videos is NSYNC's Pop, Destiny's Child's Say My Name, Eminem's The Real Slim Shady, and Aaliyah's Try Again from the Romeo Must Die soundtrack. You haven't seen Romeo Must Die, it's a badass movie. And if Adam had a horse in this race, he would have gone with Stan with Eminem. Wheatus, great choice. He's always rep for Wheatus. Teenage, I can't read it. Dirtbag. Fatboy Slim with Weapon of Choice. That's a great one. I love that song. And the video is fucking dope as shit.
Yeah, I was going for video more than song.
Yeah, and then Dr. Dre Forgot About Dre. So good. I love that video.
It had to be the video, so I hope it's a good video.